Once you realize what it's doing to you, you'll change things for the good. Because what it's doing is, through awareness, you make sure that you don't go to the bad. Creativity is an addiction. You've got to treat it like the addiction that it is. Unplug, because I will always say yes to creativity. Totally Uncut, because we all make mistakes. Why not just turn it into a tool? This is Arrow Unplugged. I'm never going to tell you that it's an easy thing to sit down at 4:30 in the morning, no sunshine in the sky. I can't even see the forest because it's so dark outside. To sit there and to immediately begin writing, to be able to trust the atmosphere of now, to let the universe to move through you, and somehow, some way, these three pages are filled every day. I don't know how it happens. I just know that I show up every day. That's my discipline. I've been doing that for 26 years. Just show up, put the pen in your hand, and just write whatever happens. And there are days where I'll trip across a word, and I'll sit there, and it will fester. It will just infuriate me. It will turn me upside down, because one single word has decided to take over my imagination. And that's when I grab the dictionary and I begin digging. I begin trying to figure out, what is this word that's inside my head and heart that I can't shake? Why do I have to talk about it? And on this particular day in November of 2016, the word that hit me was the word beyond. I just want you to think about that for a second. Beyond. Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Choice. This is what I was writing while the sun was waking up on a brilliant new day. I talked about that this word hit me on November 25th, 2016. And today's physical date is March 5th, 2020. So nearly 4 years have gone by. Here's what was written. Beyond. I have to be ready. I mean, because there's a command for each and every one of us. I know of the sound. We know of the wave. But no day passes that we don't trust deeper in the path of what it is that we're supposed to be doing and who created it. It's beyond just giving. It's beyond just listening. I'm walking beyond this moment because I've been called toward the walls of tomorrow, and so have you. We always think beyond. We are paid a horrible price for being beyond thinkers and livers, because beyond is looked upon as being a visionary. I don't believe that. Beyond is the doer. Beyond is the unmasked. To be here also means to be prepared. Beyond what we already know about the now. What? Yeah, exactly. What? So now I have to face this word, what? First it's beyond, and now it's what? What? What do you hear? What are we supposed to write or think about? What is the beginning? What isn't compared will be. What will our names be when we arrive? What was the purpose of the writing or the thinking? What were we even questioning? What does the future hold? What will be in the shape when we arrive there, with strength or without it? What will be the guided trail when the worlds speak? What is when? What is why? What is where, how, and who? What can be the plan unless what can be described? What isn't who if where and why don't meet in the center of when? Therefore, having the ability to bring up what requires the skills to push beyond the now. Can I tell you what this is? This is a great example of what I've always called hidden speak. He showed up that day with a writing instrument in his hand. There was obviously something very heavy in his heart, but he wasn't going to put it on that page, afraid of what could come out here in the real world, what could be the reality of that day. See, that's what happens when you're a 26-year daily writer, is that you learn to control the methods and the madness of the day that's arriving by the words you're putting on a page. And so he put words like beyond and what on that paper so that he didn't have to deal with the reality of what's going on. Now, is that right or is that wrong? Can you be a hidden speaker? Is it okay to step back from what you truly feel and not release it upon the page? I don't know if that's a healthy thing or if what he's trying to do is make sure that nobody else knows what it is that he's writing, because I leave my journals out. They're always on the coffee table right there by the sofa. I just leave them out because at any given moment, it can be at 4:30 in the morning or even 4 o'clock in the afternoon. If I feel that urge to write, I've got to be able to get to that book immediately. And if I have to step up and walk into a different room to pick it up, trust me, my moods will go a different direction. So hidden speak is that one thing that you're giving yourself permission to write in a language that doesn't always echo what it is that you're feeling inside your mind, body, and soul. I trust my hidden speak. But when 4 years have gone by, and I'm sitting here staring at the words beyond and what, I don't know what he was going through, except for the fact that I know that in 2016, he was questioning a lot of things, a lot about his career, being in his mid-50s. What was it like to be in America at that time in 2016? I mean, things were changing so quickly, and we were still so close to the recession of 2008, and of course, the Twin Towers coming down in 2001. You know, we all have the after effects of something that is dramatic, and we don't know how to really handle it unless we put our words out there. And so often we waste our thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We'll throw things out there expecting people to either stick to them or to fight back with you. And what happens is when nobody reacts, boy, it comes back at you in a way where you're going, well, nobody likes me today. Man, people are probably just unliking me left and right. I made a comment yesterday about the presidential primary. And I sat there, and when I posted it, I felt pretty good about what I had to say. And probably about 20 minutes after it was out there, I thought, you know, you need to pull it down. Because people don't need to know what side of the fence you're on. You just need to be, okay? That's it. Just be. You need to use your hidden speak on a lot of things that you're doing. And it can't be where you take a side, because people will take their side and they'll start throwing stones at you. And you don't need to be in that position, because when a rock hits you in the heart, you're going to act and react and say things even worse than what you said. And that's just not a good place. Have you been there? Because, you know, I only want to talk about what we can relate with. Have you been in a situation where you thought, well, I'm going to view my opinion because I think it's time that somebody sees what I say. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, God. Oh, guy, I can't take that back, can I? And maybe that's the reason why we don't have so much face-to-face time anymore, because we don't want to just look at him and say, you did what? No. See, there's your opinion. I love my sister very well up in Montana, but we don't get along. I mean, I really do love her, but we don't get along. And because she says things and I say things and we write things and, oh my God, you can't, oh my God, you talk about hidden speak, man. She'll say it in ways and then come back and say, well, I didn't mean the way that you interpreted it. Well, then you got to have a face-to-face conversation with me. No. Have you been there? I mean, we all face these things daily, especially with coworkers and stuff like that. Somebody will send you an email at work and all of a sudden you respond to them and they're going, you did not take it there. There's no way you reacted this way. I said, have a great day. Hope it doesn't rain. You did not say that again. You see, it's what we do, man. And I think that's the reason why I use hidden speak as a tool. As long as I'm writing about subjects that other people don't have to sit there and go, you what? You know what I mean? I'm Errol, and that's what I was writing while the sun was waking up on a brilliant new day.